From Tradio Media, I'm Father Roderick, and this is The Daily Breakfast. Hi, and welcome back to The Daily Breakfast. Today, I want to talk about music. The other week, I answered a question to my patrons who have their own feed for my supporters, which is called Ask Father Roderick. And one of the questions that my patrons asked me is, what kind of music do you like? What do you like to listen to? So I explain the kind of music that I love, and there is actually a lot of music that I like, and I listen to music almost every day, and I do more than that. I actually love to sing along with music, and so when there are no parishioners down the stairs here at the rectory, if there was someone here, they would hear me sing very loudly to a lot of different songs. And so I am very much dependent on the musical services that are out there. I used to have a big collection of CDs. I started collecting CDs when I was still in seminary, and every time I had a little bit of of extra spare money, I would go to the CD stores and I'd get myself a new CD. I was one of the first ones to listen to digital music because I knew that tape was probably not going to last very long. Little did I know that CDs also had a limited time span. And of course, you know, who still buys CDs? Not that many people. Unfortunately, we have services like Spotify or Google Play Music. And just the other day, I decided to switch from Spotify that I've been using since the very beginning of that service, I decided to switch to Google Play Music. And a lot of people that read about me doing that were asking me, so why did you move from Spotify to Google Play? And how was that transition? Can you give me some tips? Well, there are a number of different options, of course. You've got Spotify. There is Google Play Music. There's also, of course, Apple Music, which a lot of people that have an iPhone love to work with. And all of these are the three major ones. I know that there are a number of other options as well. There's Napster, I think, which is just the name of what used to be very controversial download service that used to exist many years ago. And there are some services that are not really based on on-demand music, but they let you listen to certain radio stations that are compiled of music that is similar to the music that you like to listen to. So that's very good for discovery. I prefer to have a service that really lets me play that particular song that I want to listen to, because I just have my collection of songs that put me in a certain mood. And I know that a lot of these services also have these radio stations where they just analyze your playlist and then serve you similar music. But oftentimes I just want to hear this song, or I want to sing along with this particular musical or whatever. And so for me, there are basically actually just three services: Spotify, Google, and Apple. I have a very specific reason not to opt for Apple Music, even though the price is similar. And that is that I've been gradually shifting away from just Apple services or the Apple universe. And for me, the cross-compatibility is extremely important. And if you only have Apple devices and you only use Apple services, then Apple Music may be the way to go. Or if you have, for instance, a big iTunes library, already existing iTunes library, and you bought a lot of music in the past, then of course Apple Music is a great option. But I use so many different devices, different operating systems. Sometimes I want to listen in a browser. I want to be able to download. I want to be able to migrate easily from one platform to another. And with Apple, it's not always that easy. A second important reason for me not to go with Apple is that it is a pretty closed environment. I've done an episode a while ago about my Star Trek dream. I basically want to be in a world where I can just say, computer. And then instead of ordering Earl Grey hot, I want to just say, I want to listen today to some Hobbit music. Play that in the kitchen. And Apple just came out with that HomePod. But again, it's limited to Apple Music. And it's working on the basis of Siri, which doesn't really work that well for me. On the other hand, Spotify has none of those services. Spotify can PlayAU playlists and everything. And it's a great service. They have a ton of music, and I've been using it for many years. And one of the main reasons that I liked Spotify is that they used to have a €5 per month option, which allowed me to play music on my computers. What it didn't allow me to do was to play music on my mobile device. So I couldn't listen to – well, I could listen to music, but then it would be cluttered with lots of advertising and really not a pleasant experience. You couldn't fast – or you couldn't skip certain songs. And so that was really not something I've been using that much. But then again, I was almost always listening to music behind my computer while I was editing or working in Photoshop or whatever. So for me, Spotify, $5, that was fine. And then they started to modify the prices and they removed the €5 a month option. And so you could only choose between either free or $10 a month. And then €10 a month just for music, somehow that feels like an expensive deal, especially since I'm paying about the same thing for Netflix, but then Netflix just offers me so much more quality entertainment than just music. So I was like, okay, as long as they grandfather me into this, I can keep this €5 account, then I'm good with Spotify. But then Google Assistant came along, and I started to really enjoy using Google Assistant on my mobile devices. And being able to – when I wake up in the morning and I walk into the kitchen, the first thing I ask my phone, I launch Google Assistant and I say, hey, Google, good morning. And then it gives me the news. It tells me the weather predictions, gives me a number of podcasts that I always listen to in the morning, and I don't have to touch the device at all. I can even tell it, play it on the kitchen speaker or play it in the office or play it on all the speakers, because I have every speaker system in my house has now its own Chromecast audio. And so it's super easy to do these voice commands. The only thing that it doesn't do very well is work with my €5 a month subscription to Spotify. Because then it just – since that tier doesn't really exist anymore – actually, to have it work really well, you have to move to the $10 a month. And then you get exactly to the same price level as Apple Music and Google Play Music. The one thing that got me to switch and to make the change is that I was looking into these family subscriptions. And this is, of course, super handy if you have a family, you have kids, and you don't want to multiply the subscriptions. Instead, all these services offer you a family subscription model where you pay, I think, around €15 or $15. And then there is one owner of the account, but all the other family members, usually up to 5 or 6, can also have their own playlists and everything. So it is separate, but there's only one person paying. And of course, if you have 5 family members and you only pay $15 a month, and that is quite an affordable deal. The only thing is that the definitions of what a family is differ from service to service. For Spotify, you have to really be a family living in the same house on the same address. And so they even check that. And it's forbidden to make other people that are not part of your family, your true genetic family, part of that subscription. The same with Apple. Apple is a little bit less picky. So I think they are working on kind of restricting who can be a part of that family. But it's still the whole system is based on the fact that there is one guy or one woman with a credit card number. And then not just the music goes through that family account, but also all the purchases in the Apple App Store, etc. So it's still kind of like based on the idea a family is genetic family members living in the same house. The difference with Google Music is that for Google, a family is more of a metaphor. It's just a group of a maximum, I think, of 5 people or 5 or 6 people that you can add to your – what you consider to be your family. But in the description of who that can be, nowhere does it state that it have to be real family members. And so they can even be in different places in the same country. You have to be in the same country. You don't have to live in the same address. And that meant that I could set up a family subscription. And so it's very similar to what PlayStation does. At PlayStation, you can add people to your family, even if it's not a family in the strict interpretation of the word. And as long as you pay, you get a maximum of 5 family members or 6 family members, and they're fine with you sharing that subscription. And so that's what Google allowed me to do. Plus, Google Play Music has almost all the songs that I used to listen to on Spotify. I used a service, and this is a tip, Soundiz, that's sound and then double I-Z or Z, .com, and that allows you to transfer your playlists. You pay a couple of euros or a couple of dollars for instance, like a 1 month, and then you can transfer all your playlists automatically. Well, 95% of the music was also available on Google Play Music, but it works fantastically well with my Chromecast audio devices. And so now I can truly do what I always wanted to do. I could just tell my computer, hey, bleep, play me some Hobbit music, and then it will look for the playlist in my collection. And you can even ask for specific songs, and it works really, really well, and it truly understands what I try to do. There is one other thing that I discovered only after switching, and that there is also an unofficial standalone player. It's called the Google Play Music Desktop Player, and the URL is googleplaymusicdesktopplayer.com. That allows you to download a small app that you install on your computer, and it will work like a mini browser, but it doesn't take all the resources of having a tab open on your regular Chrome browser. But it has one feature that I was so happy to discover. It has a beta feature that allows you to show the lyrics of the song that you're playing. And I guess it connects to some kind of database. It's a function that Spotify used to have many years ago, and then they stopped because, of course, those lyrics are copyrighted material. And Spotify didn't want to pay for those lyrics, so they removed that function. But since I love to sing along with music, I need lyrics, and otherwise I'll just Google them. And with this player, I can find almost any lyric of any song that I'm playing. And so if you had been here the other week, you would have heard the soundtrack of The Greatest Showman playing nonstop for an entire day and me just singing along all the time using those lyrics. So that is, in a nutshell, why I switched from Spotify to Google Music. I'm very happy with the flexibility of the service, and I'm super happy that I can now sing along with the lyrics in a little player on my desktop. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. If you like what you see, please consider becoming a patron. And if you become a patron, even if it's only for $1 a month, you'll get access to my special patron-only podcast feed. And you can find more information about that on patreon.com/FatherRoderick. One last tip. I've got a new show on Tridio Media, which is called That Star Wars Priest. And if you want to hear me talk about theology and philosophy and other cool stuff in the Star Wars movies and Star Wars stories, then check it out on Tridio.com. I'll see you tomorrow. Take care and God bless.